This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the Viringham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Kerala today. Commissioning of the Viringham port in Thiruvananthapuram, which is the country's first deepwater container transshipment port, marked as a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. Let's now go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
Bharat Pradhan Mantri Suryaghar Mukt Bijli Yojana aisi anek yojanaon se Kerala ke logon ko bahut labh ho raha hai.
Friends, Bharat sarkar Keralathinte vikasanathinu rajyathinte vikasanam enna mantrathode munnotu pravartikkunnu. നാം കോപ്പറേറ്റീവ് ഫെഡറലിസം എന്ന ഭാവനയിലൂടെയാണ് സഞ്ചരിക്കുന്നത്. കഴിഞ്ഞ ഒരു ദശകത്തിനുള്ളിൽ കേരളത്തിന്റെ വികസനത്തെ സോഷ്യൽ പാരാമീറ്ററിന്റെ അടിസ്ഥാനത്തിൽ ദർശിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് മുന്നോട്ട് നയിക്കുന്നതിനുള്ള ഒരു പ്രവർത്തനം കേന്ദ്ര സർക്കാർ നടത്തിയിട്ടുണ്ട്.
Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh this evening. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh.
In line with government's commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 7 national highway projects and lay foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat and other administrative buildings worth over 11,240 crore in Amravati, the greenfield capital of Andhra Pradesh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagailanka and PM Ekta Mall in Visakhapatnam through virtual mode from Amravati. Sai Sishla for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The global media dialogue kicked off this morning at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai as part of the WAVE Summit 2025. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The 4-day WAVE Summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The global media dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Speaking at the inaugural session, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, technology and tradition must go hand in hand. Dr. Jaishankar said innovation is key to the leapfrogging which will create a developed India by 2047.
In many ways, technology can strengthen awareness of our vast heritage and deepen consciousness about it, especially for younger generations. We also bear in mind that innovation is key to the leapfrogging that will create a developed India by 2047.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said globally the media and entertainment industry is valued at around $3 trillion.
The expected outcome of this dialogue is a constructive declaration. This draft declaration captures our shared goals, bridging the digital divide, preserving cultural diversity, and fostering fair and innovative markets. Today's roundtable is a chance to shape the text so that it reflects every region and every aspiration.
President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a 3-day state visit to India. He was accorded a special welcome and received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, at the airport. Mr. Lourenço is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, senior officials, business houses and media. President Lourenço will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. He will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. Besides, President Lourenço will have delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will also host a luncheon in his honour. And with that, we end this news bulletin.